I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. Veteran Chicago Alderman Carrie Austin and her chief of staff were indicted yesterday in federal court for bribery. Prosecutors allege Austin and Chester Wilson Jr. took bribes from a developer in exchange for access to millions of taxpayer dollars for a project in Austin's 34th Ward. The indictment alleges Austin received home improvements, furniture, and appliances in return for access to $10 million in tax increment and other publicly financed money. Wilson allegedly received home improvement materials and services for rental properties he owned. Austin and Wilson could not be immediately reached for comment. WBEZ has previously reported that the feds were investigating construction projects in Austin's ward as part of a years-long probe. The Illinois Tollway is expecting 9.3 million vehicle trips will happen across the state's roadways this weekend. But what about the airports? Bart Shore has the latest.
A busy weekend for travelers at both O'Hare and Midway. Travel numbers will reach their highest level since the pandemic began last year, with O'Hare expected to host more than a million passengers between now and Tuesday, an increase of 240% over the same holiday weekend last year, based on projections from airline carriers. Midway will see an increase of 77% over last year. Friday will be the busiest day for travel at both airports. For WBEZ News, I'm Bart Shore.
COVID precautions have eased further in Indiana under new executive orders issued by the governor, even as he cited concerns about the state's lagging vaccination rate. Indiana's public health emergency was extended until at least the end of July. Governor Eric Holcomb signed the 16th renewal of that order that he first issued in March of 2020. The governor points out that Indiana's fully vaccinated rate of 48% puts the Hoosier state at 38th in the country, and that 98% of new COVID-19 infections are among unvaccinated people. An urban farm in Chicago's Englewood neighborhood is providing fresh vegetables for a local food pantry program. Growing Home is harvesting and delivering produce bags to the Salvation Army. The program will help needy families gain access to healthy food. Chicago police will be working 12-hour shifts starting this morning through the weekend. The department has also canceled days off for officers in hopes the increased police presence will help tamp down violence that often spikes on holiday weekends. Even sworn department members who work at headquarters or in training have had their days off cut. Police Superintendent David Brown says he worries about the toll the extra hours take on officers.
We just want to acknowledge their hard work and their dedication. We want to acknowledge that they run to our bullets. We want to acknowledge they go down dark alleys. No one would go down. They confront violent offenders. No one else would confront. They risk everything for us.
Brown is expected to appear today before the Chicago City Council to answer aldermen's questions about public safety leading into the weekend. New figures from Chicago police say fewer killings were reported over the first 6 months of 2021 compared with the same period last year, even as the number of shootings and people shot increased. Police say between January 1st and Wednesday, there were 332 murders, six fewer than in the first 6 months of 2020, but more than in the same period of 2019. The Illinois EPA is recommending the state attorney general's office pursue legal action against the company that owns a former paper mill in Morris. Toxic fumes and smoke from a fire have forced the evacuation of thousands of people in the city, located about 70 miles southwest of Chicago. Officials thought the mill, owned by Superior Battery, was abandoned. It actually held tons of lithium batteries. The Illinois EPA alleges the company caused the discharging of contaminants into the air and water this week and disposed of or abandoned waste at an unregulated facility. Weather today, partly sunny and a high of 77, cooler by the lake. Clear skies tonight with a low of 56, tomorrow sunny and 89. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.